Welcome to, depending on how you're counting, day two, day four, day five of the American Public Health Association meeting. And this is our session on multi-sector collaboration in communities putting prevention to work, a necessity for building healthy communities. My name is Ursula Bauer, and I'm the director of the National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. And it's a pleasure to be with you this morning and speaking on such an important topic. Let's see, I have no relationships to disclose. Before we turn to our panelists and specific examples of working across sectors to improve health in five communities, I'll say a few words about the national context. I want to highlight the national prevention strategy, which was released earlier this year by the National Prevention Council. And it's the product of 17 federal departments working together to advance health. The National Prevention Council was established under the Affordable Care Act, and it brings together federal departments working with the specific tools that they each have to advance each of their departments' goals, as well as to advance health overall. And as we'll see, multi-sectoral collaboration to improve health is not about commandeering the resources of other agencies, other departments, other sectors, but about finding and exploiting the points of intersection so that we're advancing our health goals as we're advancing the goals of those other sectors. CDC has been working in this area for a number of years and supporting this multi-sectoral model to improve health in communities across the country, including the 50 communities putting prevention to work communities, some of which we'll be hearing from today, but also a range of other communities funded through a variety of other programs, including Strategic Alliance for Health, the ACHIEVE program, Pioneering Healthy Communities, and the REACH program, a number of others that are distributed across the entire country. Communities putting prevention to work, which is what we'll be discussing here this morning, is nearly the latest iteration of this multi-sectoral community health approach. It's funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act and was launched in 2010. The program supports communities, which is the topic of today's panel, as well as state grantees to work across sectors to implement policies, establish systems, and strengthen the environment to support health and healthful behaviors. With very little time, but comparatively lots of money, the program is expected to improve the health of about 50 million Americans over the long term. Community transformation grants, which were announced in September, are the latest iteration of this multi-sectoral healthy communities approach. It was authorized under the Affordable Care Act and is funded by the Prevention and Public Health Fund. This program supports community action to reduce chronic disease, focusing on five key strategic directions, which are listed here and which are aligned with the national prevention strategy. 61 states and communities were funded for 5 years. That's an improvement over communities putting prevention to work, to either build capacity to undertake community change work to improve health, or to jump right in and start working toward policy, environmental, programmatic, and infrastructure changes that will support and reinforce health and healthy behaviors. So with that backdrop, I'm going to introduce our five speakers. I'll introduce them all at once. We'll go from one speaker to the next, hold questions till the end, so write down your questions as they occur to you, and we should have some time for discussion at the end of the session. So our first speaker is Dr. Rebecca Bunnell. She's the acting director of our proposed Division of Community Health in the Chronic Disease Center at CDC. She oversees CDC's community health programs, including Healthy Communities Reach, Communities Putting Prevention to Work, and the Community Transformation Grants. She'll provide an overview of the Communities Putting Prevention to Work initiative, highlight some early successes, and discuss the need for multi-sectoral engagement in building healthy communities. Our next speaker after Dr. Bunnell is Patrick Lee. He and his business partner own and manage a company, Trinity Financial, which is a 22-person real estate development company that specializes in developing complicated real estate projects in urban locations. He'll discuss the potential of private sector leaders to serve as partners and mentors in developing creative approaches toward executing policy change to improve health outcomes. Next, we have Bill Roshan, who can be described as a citizen architect, a civic leader who can engage communities in the sometimes difficult conversations required to advance redevelopment projects that make neighborhoods sustainable, affordable, and livable. And he'll discuss the role of the planning sector in health, identify ways to effectively engage this sector in productive partnerships, and highlight examples of effective collaboration between the health and planning sectors in communities putting prevention to work. Michael Clough is the fourth speaker. He's been an educator for over 26 years, served as a regional manager for the Colorado Department of Education, and currently serves as superintendent of Sheridan School District in Tri-County, the Tri-County, Colorado area. He'll describe how public health can engage superintendents and school-based personnel and guide them through policy change while still being responsive to their constituency groups and their education goals. We'll close the session with Jim Krieger, who is the chief of the Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention Section at Public Health, Seattle King County, and clinical professor of medicine and health services and attending physician at the University of Washington. Jim will discuss the importance of multi-sector engagement to the future of public health and show how public health can leverage other sector interests and assets to advance public health.